Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've got a question for you. Is there anything more Aussie than prawns?
That's a really good question. Mm. They are very Australian.
Did you used to call them shrimp back in England, or are they prawns there as well?
No, that's they're prawns there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
I am Simon. Oh, we're going to talk about prawns today. I'm Yumi Stein.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, Simon, summer is my favourite season. I just love it. I love Christmas. I love the whole thing of beaches. And I really love seafood and how we incorporate that into this season. So let's talk about prawns. A bit of prawn 101, if you will.
Sounds fantastic, Yumi. I will let you be the guide here because I'm still new to the whole prawn culture.
Really?
Of Australia.
Have you ever barbecued a prawn?
Look, I have. I know it's not a very Australian thing to actually throw on the barbecue.
Yeah.
But I have done it.
And how did it go?
Oh, they went really well.
They're good,
yeah, they're
right?
They're really good.
It's really good. Okay, so for a long time, I was a real believer in buying prawns pre-cooked.
Yeah.
So I used to work in a bit of seafood handling. One of my summer jobs was in Rock Lobster in South Australia. And my job was pickling octopus and also boiling the lobsters to be sold to the public.
You got all the best jobs.
It was pretty good because to test if the lobsters were done, we'd break a leg off and eat it. And it was like the freshest, yummiest, still warm thing. So I knew that the ethics and the kind of the processes of cooking seafood for sale to the public were quite good. And generally, there's a good rotation of seafood across the country that you're not going to get sold bad prawns. The thing is, they do get a bit of a fridgey taste. You know that taste where things start to taste like the fridge?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there a word for that? Is it just fridgey?
Fridgey is a good word. Frigid, slightly different word. Could do the job.
So I think if you know that you're going to buy them and probably eat them on the day, then by all means, buy them pre-cooked.
Mm.
But if you've got the motivation, like if you've got the energy to buy green prawns, they cost exactly the same. So the pre-cooked ones and the green ones, which is fancy word for saying not cooked, they cost the same. So why not buy them green and then cook them when you're just about to eat them? So the cooking process is really not very complicated. You want the biggest pot you can of boiling water and then to just upend the prawns into the water. If the prawns are sort of sitting in a little bit of brine or water, get that off before it goes into the boiling pot. And then it's roughly 3 minutes. Yeah. But, you know, as the chef, you get to pull one out and taste it and see if it's okay.
Perfect.
Yes.
No one will even know that you've nibbled a prawn.
Snuck one.
Unlike
in.
The lobster leg. I was wondering about that. Anyway.
I wondered as well. I was like, I have now mutilated this poor lobster. Am I allowed to sell it? But that's actually what we did. Only to one. There'd be a batch of 20 in this big vat of boiling okay. water. So once you've got the prawns out, so this is the beauty of it. If you're serving it, say, to friends or on Christmas Day, they're now not fridgy. You've boiled them, so they're actually a little bit warm. They've got a lovely sort of texture to them of something freshly cooked.
Okay.
Whereas something freshly from the fridge is going to have that fridgy feel.
Yeah.
And then you want to think about what sort of sauces. So in your experience of Australian cuisine, you've probably had the Thousand Island dressing prawn cocktail.
Oh, I have. Yes, I have.
And what do you think of that?
Oh, you know, it has a place, time
yeah.
and place. Yeah, it's not bad at all. It's very pink. Yeah.
If you want to make your own Thousand Island dressing or prawn cocktail sauce, it's generally a mixture of mayonnaise and tomato sauce, right? Mm. Maybe a bit of Tabasco and maybe some tomato paste as well, which is what gives it that pink hue.
Mm.
And there is something delightfully sort of trash bag about it. It's sugary.
Yeah.
It sort of dominates the flavor of the prawns. Like, is there a prawn in my mouth or is it just
pink mayonnaise? Deliciousness.
And if your prawns are really good, is there anything wrong with just a like light squeeze of lemon over that delicious thing?
That sounds perfect to me.
Oh, doesn't it? And then maybe something you could go for the sort of Asian dipping sauce, light soy, a light bit of vinegar, perhaps some lime, fresh chili. Do you want some ginger in there? And then kind of allow those flavours to balance themselves out so that when you peel that prawn and dip it in there, the prawn still has a chance to express its flavour.
I love that.
You could perhaps eat that from a warm bowl of rice or just with your bare hands, like a barbarian.
I think barbarian for me with prawns, that sounds perfect.
Yum. And if you want to go full nerdy, save the shells and the heads and the tails and whatnot to make a stock, or just do what I do, which is put the heads and all the, you know, the shells and stuff in a bag in the freezer until bin night, because otherwise they're going to stink your wheelie bin right out.
That's fantastic.
Isn't
advice.
That good?
Yes.
Right?
I have not followed that before and fallen cropper. So.
It's a very Aussie thing as well to know to do that. This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix. For more on today's show, you can check out our Instagram. And please, if you're listening to this from one of those podcast apps, can you leave a review, because it makes us look super, super awesome and professional.
And we do like that.
See you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.